Adore you, show me, cross points and adore bubbly, daf lamethei. We begin in Yerushalmi on daf yudalad and medalef, on the fifth line, Mantana. Mantana, tipo hanoya lehegdish. Who is the Tana who taught that the hano means the wage given for returning it goes to hegdish? The answer is Rabbi Meir, who says that me'ila applies to matters forbidden to koina, meaning nadarim. Rumbachia asked if one vowed against having benefit from a loaf, may he warm his hands on it. If you're an adar, if you say koinim hakika zeba achloi, bein hu bein acher mal, the kishakish loi hidurim. The answer from the following baisa, if one said this loaf is koinim and he ate it, whether he or someone else, he transgresses an ila, therefore it can be redeemed. Mama hawei hu olai, achloi, she say hu mal, achem le malu. If he said, this loaf is alayim, it's forbidden to me, and he ate it, he transgressed Mi'ila. Abzu ate did not transgress Mi'ila, therefore it cannot be redeemed. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Lay Oma, Ela Ochle, Halachamim boy, if a yada, if yada mutter, and the Gemara inferred, there is Mi'ila only for eating it, which implies that one may warm his hands on it. Aminoi, with Rabbi Yoina, Bashem, Rabbi Bun, Bachia, Kine, Ba'ime, Lechlenu, Latamenu, also a love, Ela Lachila. Ad Kadoin Sicha, Neder, Menakik, Noda Menakikar, Akikar, Malacham by Yasiadov. And the Tamina Rabbi Yoina, quoting Rabbi Bun Bachi, rejected that. They said the Baisa discusses one who said, I will not eat it or I will not taste it. He forbade only eating. We still don't know about one who vowed, some meaning from a loaf, may he warm his hands on it.